All right, dude, why don't you handle this next segment?
We're going to play The Mountain by Levon Helm, arguably one of the two or three greatest hillbillies or rednecks of all time.
Why don't I know him?
You know the band, right?
Yeah.
Well, Levon Helm, in this Southerner's opinion, was the band.
Okay.
One of the biggest controversies surrounding the band was over ownership of rights of the songs, and the reason they broke up is that Levon and Robbie Robinson could not agree on how much credit the band should get for royalties. Mm-hmm. But Levon's voice, to me, is the band. He didn't sing all the songs, but he sang every song you remember.
So is he traditionally placed in country music?
No, I wouldn't say traditionally. It depends. His later career, a lot of people would place that in country. So it's like kind of country, southern rock.
Yeah.
Obviously, the band was a rock band. They were, people who don't know, they were Bob Dylan's backing band, and they made a lot of songs. But if you listen to those lyrics, they are very traditional. It's wild that The Night They Drove Old Dixie Down isn't considered a country song when it's so thematically country. Levon's from Arkansas. The rest of the band was from New York and Canada.
That's interesting. I didn't know that, actually. All right, here's The Mountain by Levon Helm.
I was born on this mountain a long, long time ago. Before they knocked down the timber and a strip mined all the coal. When you rose up in the morning before it was daylight, you go down in that dark hole and come back up at night. I was born on this mountain, this mountain's my home. She holds me and she keeps me from a worry and a woe. Well, they took everything she gave, she gave.
Drew, we are playing a lot of bluegrass. I don't think that's a coincidence because there's a lot of connection between bluegrass and mountain music. And to be fair, if we're going to say that this is an episode about mountain music, it would probably be unfair to leave out bluegrass. Foggy Mountain Breakdown, if you're not a bluegrass fan, you're probably not going to like it. But I don't know that you get more classic or traditional music from the country, mountain music, than bluegrass.
If you're not a bluegrass fan, you're not going to like it because there's a riff in here that you're going to be like, yeah, that's the one I've heard a million times. I think that while Foggy Mountain Breakdown might not be something everybody recognizes as a phrase, I think everybody recognizes the lick in this song.
Yeah, this is a song. If you know one bluegrass song, you know.
Other than Rocky Top.
Right. All right. Here's Foggy Mountain Breakdown by Earl Scruggs. All right, well, we still have a number of songs coming up. Songs by Obella Reed, Vince Gill, Coulter Wall, and a few others. So you'll definitely want to stick around for that.
The best country music ever made from the 70s to today. For all of Northwest Wisconsin, WSCM, Baldwin, 95.7 FM.
WSCM, 95.7 FM.
Big orange ball sinking in the water, toes in the sand, couldn't get much hotter. Little umbrella-shaped margaritas, coconut oil tanning, senoritas. Oh, now I know how Jimmy Buffett feels. Hands on the wheel, cruising down the interstate. gas pedal sticks carries my car away. I was going as fast as a rambler goes. I could feel the speed from my head to my toes. Oh, now I know how Richard Petty feels. Well, I've been around the block a time or two, done almost everything a boy can do. I've done some living, yeah, I've had fun, but there is one thing that I haven't done. Saved 2 months, bought a little diamond. Tonight's the night, feels like perfect timing. Now I don't want neon mama's front steps. Man, I'm gonna die if she really says yes. Forever feels. Well, I've been around the block a time or two, done almost everything a boy can do. I've done some living, yeah, I've had fun, but there is one thing that I haven't done.
Hi, this is Matt Hildreth. Join me and Drew Morgan Saturdays at 1 p.m. to hear your favorite forgotten country songs from Johnny Cash to Casey Musgraves right here on WSCM 97.5 St. Croix Country. Welcome back. I'm Matt Hildreth. You're listening to the Forgotten Country Radio Show. I'm here with Drew Morgan, and we are talking all about mountain songs and country music. Well, the mountain theme continues. Next up, we have High on the Mountain by Ola Bell Reed. Kind of another traditional tune that we're playing today. Another one that came from you, Drew. Tell us about it.
It's an old school song sang by an old school lady with an old school voice, High on the Mountain. It's not a Willie Nelson joint. That's not what it's about. This song was covered by Marty Stewart. I think Doc Watson did a version of it. I chose to go with the original. Ola wrote it because it's a mountain song, and her voice, to me, is the quintessential mountain woman voice. It is so rich, and it has that high lonesome sound that Hank Williams made famous, but was created in the foothills of the Appalachians. When people can perfect the high lonesome sound, you can almost tell that they felt the sadness. It's almost like, and this probably isn't true, but you feel like there's no way they could sound like that if they hadn't been heartbroken about 19 times.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think this is a good example of mountain music that is often, I think, more country than bluegrass. In the sense that it's more of the country, more authentic to the country than what bluegrass became. Like bluegrass was almost like the Nashvilleification of what singer songwriters like Ola Bell Reed were doing up in the mountains.
I think also that bluegrass was a musical tradition. We had standards, and we're gonna play them, and then this old boy here that we ain't never met is real good at the banjo. He's gonna go off for about 3 minutes, and we'll see if we can follow him. Whereas mountain music, yeah, it had a more country tradition because of the stories. The lyrics were a lot more important. I mean, even you pulled up her Wikipedia page, her story sounds like something out of a book. She's from Grassy Creek. She was the fourth of 13 children. She learned the clawhammer style banjo and sang old time songs with her whole family, only exclusively in the mountain region where they lived until she got older and traveled around. This is one of those stories of, like, you come up in the holler, and at first they don't trust you, but if you can get in good with them, you'll find out later that they all sing like angels, mm-hmm. and daddy makes the best moonshine this side of the Mississippi. Mm-hmm. That's country music where I'm from. That's mountain music.
All right, up next we have High on the Mountain by Ola Bell Reed. The next song, I think, is a great example of new songs, new artists singing very traditional, or in a very traditional way, either covering old traditional songs or doing new songs in old ways. The band is called Hooray for the Riff Raff, and the song is Blue Ridge Mountain. Do you want to talk a little bit about this one?
Yeah, the front woman for Hooray for the Riff Raff is a New Orleans musician, and I love New Orleans, love that musical history there. And like many New Orleans musicians, she's worldly. She plays all different styles. If you go listen to her albums, it's not all traditional or country. But this song, I mean, it sounds like Blue Rock Candy Mountain from the top of the hour, but with a very modern twist, as you said. And I think that's a lot of what this show is trying to be about. And I'm from the Blue Ridge Mountains, so also I'm just a homer, you know. When she says my heart is a Blue Ridge Mountain, whoo, buddy.
Yeah, I think it's one of those that if you were to see it live or to listen to it, you might not know where to place it.
You wouldn't, because her voice and her style is so different. Like, if you're a musicologist or just a big music fan, you might immediately recognize that tune as being from the sort of American traditional music landscape. When she starts singing, you're like, well, that's not really where we are anymore, or we're in a different part of it anyway. But that's kind of what it's all about, right? That's why we share music, so people can do new stuff with it.
Yeah, and it's definitely a throwback and, you know, honoring, I guess, in a way, the traditions while adding a little bit of newness to it. So we'll play it now. The band is Hooray for the Riff Raff, and the song is Blue Ridge Mountain. I love this next song because it pulls together so many great traditions in country music. You got religious imagery, you have the mountain as heaven, and it's from an artist, Vince Gill, that I think if you were listening to country music in the 80s and 90s, you were definitely listening to some Vince Gill.
Yeah, I don't know if he got extra money for every time this was played at a funeral, but if he did, he made a killing in the 90s because every great aunt and uncle of mine who died, somebody played or sung this at a funeral. Vince Gill is a country music artist who not just dabbled, had so much crossover in the gospel world because he grew up singing in church, and that voice is angelic. I mean, that is probably the most angelic male voice in country music, and this is such an emotional song, and it's powerful. It really is. Even if you're not particularly religious or those kinds of things make you uncomfortable, you can't really deny the power of Vince Gill singing to this loved one, hey, your time here is done. You've earned your rest. Go get it.
And I don't know that I've ever heard this song in church. You know, I grew up going to church. We didn't have as probably as good as music as you did in East Tennessee. Is this a song you heard in church? Because
there were other Vince Gill songs I heard in church is what I was getting at. He had gospel records. I don't think I ever heard this in church other than at a...
That's what I think is so interesting, though, is that it played on secular stations.
Right.
Oftentimes, if it's too gospel for country, it will get on the gospel channel. But this was a kind of a gospel song that you heard on the country stations. And I think Vince Gill, Alan Jackson also, there's a bunch of them.
Alison Krauss.
Yeah, that really were able to pull in that gospel successfully in a way that I think still allowed them to be country but gospel.
Yeah, I mean, country music radio's never shied away from Christianity. But the style of music, which is more what you're referencing, you got to be top of the top to cross over with the gospel style.
Right. And that's something I think we take for granted. I mean, everybody sort of says, I grew up playing in church. But it is really fascinating how many artists, especially country artists, grew up playing in church. I mean, I grew up playing drums, and I wasn't very good, but I played in church.
Yeah, country artists, R&B artists, pop singers. I mean, I think that's a big part of the American tradition, not just country music. I think it's because music is such an integral part of worshiping and community.
All right, here is Go Rest High on That Mountain by Vince Gill.
Earth.
All right. Well, next up, we're going to hear from Vince Gill, Colter Wall, and Flatland Cavalry, and also some songs about the Smoky Mountains. So you'll definitely want to stick around for that.
This is 95.7 St. Croix Country.
Well, since we've been done, I've been trying to unfall apart. And I've been thinking that some neon lights would be a real good start. Well, I called a couple friends, but they all say they're staying in. So I guess I'm going out on my own. I might be heartbroken, but that don't mean I gotta stay home. He would never walk in. And then a guy at the bar sees an empty drink in my hand. Yeah, I said, it's sweet of you to ask if you can fill my glass, but I'm gonna have to pass this time. Me and myself, well, yeah, we're doing just fine. I can buy my own drinks, and I can pay my own tab, and at the end of the night when they cut on all
country.
Pair of boots and a sack of clothes, free and easy down the road I go, hanging memories on the highline pole. Free and easy down the road I go. Free and easy down the road I go. Up. Ragweed's rocking on the radio. Free and easy down the road I go. So I keep rolling like an old banjo. Thank you.
control. Free and easy down the road I go. Free and easy down the road I go. If you only get to go around one time, I'm gonna sit back and try to enjoy the ride. I couldn't make a million or wind up broke. Free and easy down the road I go. Can't take it with you when you go. So free and easy down the road I go. Someday I know it's gonna take me home. So free and easy down the road I go. Free and easy down the road I go.
Just like you always said we would. Packed your bags in that old 4Runner that I bought you when things were good. I'm glad to see the stop sign didn't hit you, bring you back to your senses. Oh, it waved you gone goodbye. Yeah, it waved you gone goodbye. I heard you found yourself a brand new man. Put a rock on your finger and he vowed you a second chance. Built a house right by the coast. That ocean view is beautiful, but baby, I just want you to know he don't know you like I did. Money talks, but I ain't buying. Cause love's a smoke ring wrapped around your finger. One second it's a blessing and the next. Settle down with him. She ain't wrong. The whole town knows that you had a bed of roses, but girl, you couldn't walk that line. You can act like you do it fine. Love's a smoke ring wrapped around your finger. One second it's a blessing and the next it's already gone. A broken heart, I'm a walking testimony. My confession is a lesson that I'm pouring. And the next it's already gone. A broken heart, I'm a walking testimony. My confession is a lesson that I'm pouring out in this song. Oh, 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 oh. You don't wanna fall in love. You don't wanna fall in love.
just like you always said we would.
Says it all. No long explanation, no reconciliation. No, let's talk it over. Number I can call. Goodbye says it all. Says it all. No long explanation, no reconciliation. No, let's talk it over. Number I can call. Goodbye says it all.
Somerset's home for country favorites. 95.7 St. Croix Country.
No country music was harmed in the making of this song. This is only a test.
Well, I wish I had some shoes on my two bare feet. And it's getting kind of cold and he's painted on cut-off jeans. I hate the way this bikini top chafes. Do I really have to wear it all day?
Yeah, baby.
I hear you over there on your tailgate whistling, saying, hey, girl, but you know I ain't listening. 'Cause I got a name and to you it ain't. Me ready.
trouble shaking my money maker. I ain't never made me a dime. And there ain't no sugar for you in this shaker of mine. Tell me one more time, you gotta get you some of that. Sure, I'll slide on over, but you're gonna get slapped. These days it ain't easy being mad. Girl, a country song, how in the world did it go so wrong? Like all we're good for is looking good for you and your friends on the weekend, nothing more. We used to get a little respect, now we're lucky if we even get to climb up in your truck, keep our mouths shut and rattle. Never did it this way back in the old days. On my own, we ain't a cliche. That ain't no way to treat a lady like a girl in a country song. How in the world did it go so wrong? Like all we're good for is looking good for you and your friends on the weekend, nothing more. We used to get a little respect, now we're lucky if we even get to climb up in your truck, keep our mouths shut and rattle.
Medicare loses $60 billion annually to fraud. June 3rd through the 9th is Medicare Fraud Prevention Week, focusing on the actions everyone can take to prevent Medicare fraud, errors, and abuse. Learn how to protect yourself and your loved ones by liking and following Wisconsin Senior Medicare Patrol on Facebook. Then visit our website, smpwi.org. For information and advice, remember, Wisconsin Senior Medicare Patrol.
Hubbard Electric in Manitowoc reminds listeners, in times of war and peace, the men and women of our military dedicate themselves to serving our country. Their commitment, patriotism, sacrifice, and courage keep our country safe and strong. We appreciate the bravery of our U.S. soldiers. Let us honor those who have lost their lives in the line of duty. This from Hubbard Electric in Manitowoc. Call 920-686-1180. Jason and the team say we live in the land of the free, thanks to the brave.
We've been doing this since 1997, and we know that hiring a contractor can be really stressful. And we just want you to know that from the first phone call to the final piece, we really want you to have peace of mind through the whole experience.
My experience with Crum in one sentence would be that I would do it all over again.
Crum Exteriors featuring Kangaroo. We hop to it. 715-246-6090. CrumExteriors.com.
At Civic Media, we encourage active political engagement and remind listeners to think critically about political advertisements you may hear during this critical election year. Our stations are licensed by the FCC and are required to accept all ads for federal candidates. We also air state and local candidates, as well as paid ads from issue and PAC groups. Truth is rarely as simple as any political ad may claim. So again, we urge you to think critically about what you hear in the spirit of promoting authentic and respectful civic dialogue.
Country legends on St. Croix Country 95.7 FM
own was sticking to my shoes. Now I look out my front porch at this panoramic view. I can sit and watch the fields fill up with rays of golden sun, or watch the moon lay on the fences like that's where it was hung. My blessings aren't in front of me, it's It's not about the land. I'll never beat the view from my front porch looking in. There's a carrot top that can barely walk with a sippy cup of milk. A little blue-eyed blonde with shoes on wrong, cause she likes to dress herself. And the most beautiful girl holding both of them. Yeah, the view I love the most is my front porch looking in. Traveled here and everywhere, following my job. I've seen the paintings from the air, brushed by the hand of God. The mountains and the canyons reach from sea to shining sea. But I can't wait to get back home to the one he made for me. Cause anywhere I'll ever go and everywhere I've been, nothing takes my breath away like my front porch looking in. There's a carrot top that can barely walk, a sippy cup of milk. A little blue-eyed blonde with shoes on wrong, cause she likes to dress herself. And the most beautiful girl holding both of them. Yeah, the view I love the most is my front porch looking in. Shoes on wrong, cause she likes to dress herself. And the most beautiful girl holding both of them. Yeah, the view I love the most. Oh, the view I love the most is my front porch looking in. Yeah, yeah. Oh, that's a carrot top we can barely walk.
Welcome back. I'm Matt Hildreth. You're listening to the Forgotten Country Radio Show. I'm here with Drew Morgan, and we are talking about mountain songs and country music. All right, Drew, do you want to do Rocky Top next? I know you've been waiting for Rocky Top.
You know, I feel like I've been waiting on Rocky Top my whole life because we play it when we score touchdowns at the University of Tennessee. So I'm constantly wanting it to be played for that reason in celebration. I would say, and obviously I'm biased, but I think that this is objectively true. This is the best and most famous fight song in college football. Every single college and university in America that I know of has a fight song that is their own. I went to a D3 football school, and we had a fight song. Everybody's got a fight song.
I went to Bible college. We had a fight song.
I don't know any other school's fight songs. I didn't even go to the University of Tennessee, and I know there's fight song. Well, okay, well, you grew up, you're a fan. Did you know it was the University of Tennessee's fight song? Rocky Top?
No, absolutely not.
You did not know that? Well, no, you're lying. You're lying through your teeth.
I know it because the people from Tennessee told me it was, but like...
But who else is doing that?
Yeah.
You know the song.
I of course
know
the song.
You've seen Peyton Manning leading the band on ESPN. Every time they show Peyton Manning, they call back to that.
Yeah. Growing up, I didn't know it was the fight song. But as soon as I knew that Rocky Top was a song, I knew that it was the fight song.
Right, you're saying that didn't happen when you were like 10, it happened when you were, what, 20?
Yeah.
Yeah, that makes sense. It's funny, it's a fight song and it's about to make me fight you, so maybe we should just play it.
Yeah, and I had to look up who actually made Rocky Top famous. So many different artists have covered Rocky Top, so which one sticks out to you the most?
Well, the Lynn Anderson version is the one that got made popular where I grew up and was the one I would hear, you know, on the radio before the game. I don't know if she was the first lady to record it, but I know the Osborne brothers wrote it, but Lynn Anderson is the famous one.
All right, so we will play Rocky Top as performed by Lynn Anderson.
Half bear, the other half cat. Greatest lyric in the history of fight songs.
We the dirt's too rocky by far. That's why all the folks on Rocky Top get their corn from a jar. Rocky Top, you'd always be home sweet home to me. Good old Rocky Top, Rocky Top, Tennessee, Rocky Top, Tennessee.
St. Croix Country. Country.
Wildflower.
95.7 St. Croix Country, Baldwin's home for country favorites.
Hey, New Richmond, craving something tasty and healthy? Look no further than Simply Bowls. Dive into our mouth-watering sorbet bowls and refreshing smoothies, the perfect blend of delicious and nutritious. At Simply Bowls in New Richmond, we're on a mission to bring your family the best in healthy indulgence. Our menu is a symphony of flavors designed to keep you active and energized. Swing by Simply Bowls today, where good food and health go hand in hand. Simply Bowls, because living an active life never tasted this good. Learn more at simplybowlsnr.com.
We've been doing this since 1997, and we know that hiring a contractor can be really stressful. And we just want you to know that from the first phone call to the final piece, we really want you to have peace of mind through the whole experience.
My experience with Crum in one sentence would be that I would do it all over again.
Crum Exteriors featuring Kangaroo Roof. We hop to it. 715-246-6090. CrumExteriors.com.
The best country music ever made from the 70s to today. For all of Northwest Wisconsin. WSCM, Baldwin, 95.7 FM.
WSCM, 95.7 FM.